This message comes from NPR sponsor Progressive, and it's Name Your Price tool. Say how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show coverage options within your budget. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. Demonstrations against the war in Gaza are intensifying on college campuses across the nation. Students at the University of Wisconsin-Madison protested as authorities removed an encampment of pro-Palestinian demonstrators this morning. In Southern California, violent clashes broke out between student groups at UCLA overnight. Students went after each other with sticks and poles as police in riot gear tried to break up fights. And just hours earlier in New York City,
the people united will never be defeated.
Riot police broke into an academic building at Columbia University that a group of pro-Palestinian demonstrators took over yesterday morning. Authorities also cleared an encampment on school grounds. Many of the students protesting at these universities are calling for administrators to divest their schools from investments in companies with ties to Israel. So what is divestment? NPR's Raphael Nam explains.
Put simply, divestments are when companies and others sell their investments in companies. Top universities have investments all over the world, and some students are demanding that universities sell investments tied to Israel. Not all demands are the same. Columbia students have a broad list of targets, including Google and Amazon, while students at Cornell, for example, are calling for divestments from military companies. So far, universities have said no, arguing that others oppose divesting from Israel and it would hurt academic freedoms. Raphael Nam, NPR News.
The Arizona State Senate could vote today on a bill to repeal the state's near total ban on abortion. Catherine Davis Young from member station KJZZ reports.
Arizona's Supreme Court recently upheld the Civil War era law that criminalizes performing an abortion unless it's to save a mother's life. The law is set to go back into effect in June, but three Republicans in the state House last week crossed party lines to pass a bill to repeal it. State Senator Priya Sundaresan says she and fellow Democrats are expecting a very close vote again this time.
Like in the House, the Arizona Senate Democrats will lead, and we'll hope that two Republicans will join us in correcting this chaos.
Democratic Governor Katie Hobbs has said she'll sign the repeal bill if it passes. If the ban is repealed, the state would continue enforcing its current 15-week abortion ban. For NPR News, I'm Catherine Davis Young in Phoenix.
This is NPR News. Lawmakers in Mississippi have reached a tentative agreement to expand access to Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act. The proposal is facing a number of hurdles, including a possible veto from the governor. The expansion of Medicaid under the ACA has played a major role in reducing the number of Americans without health insurance. The governor of West Virginia has declared a state of emergency for the state's higher education system. Chris Schultz of member station WVPB reports.
The U.S. Department of Education released a shortened free application for federal student aid, or FAFSA, at the end of last year that was intended to simplify the financial aid process for students. Governor Jim Justice says that amid ongoing problems with the form's rollout, he has temporarily suspended the requirement for students to complete the FAFSA in order to qualify for the state's largest financial aid programs. He says West Virginia has seen a significant decline in the application for state financial aid.
We have, at this time, a 40% decline in applications.
Justice says he believes West Virginia is the first state in the country to declare a state of emergency to try and resolve FAFSA-related issues. For NPR News, I'm Chris Schultz.
Investors will be closely watching the Fed today. The central bank is expected to decide whether to lower interest rates at the end of its two-day policy meeting. Stocks on Wall Street are trading mixed at this hour. The Dow is up 114 points, the Nasdaq down 15. This is NPR News.
Listen to this podcast sponsor-free on Amazon Music with a Prime membership or any podcast app by subscribing to NPR News Now Plus at plus.npr.org. That's plus.npr.org.